This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We're going to get back to the problems Michael Flynn has caused leftists, specifically the Democrats, because they are in serious trouble. When their icon, baby black Jesus, crumbles, there will be little left of the Democratic Party, the party who wants a demented man to run this country, the party who is about to come to the realization that their iconic figure, the first half-black president, ran the most crooked and scandalous administration in the history of the Republic. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are hanging in there with me. I think it's been an amazing show because we've talked about Obama's past and we will talk about his present. And part of what I'm going to talk about right now is the legacy of Barack Obama. I want to address the racism that we've been witnessing lately, particularly the woman who called the cops on the black man in Central Park. Now, here's what I say to you people out there in radio land listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. How is it that every act that occurs against blacks is blamed on Donald Trump? Blacks have been killed by cops and killed by other people, etc., for decades prior to Donald Trump ever becoming president, but suddenly every act against a black person is Donald Trump. Was every act against a white person considered Barack Obama's problem? It should have been, but it wasn't. This is the guy that was stoking the racism that we continue to continue to deal with here in America. Now, I've asked this question because we get called sellouts as black conservatives, not you, but me and others and my peers. We get called out, and I made this comment. I don't know if I made it the other day, but I've made it on the show many times. If I win, if I get what I want, which is everybody just stops talking about race, I don't have anything else to do. I mean, I can talk about regular stuff, and I'm very entertaining about regular issues. It's funny when I go on shows like Bill Cunningham or Gary Olin or Lars Larson, or when I used to go on Hannity, I talked a lot about race issues, but I can talk about anything. I mean, I've got the intellect to do that. But here's the thing. I'm okay if I never have to cover another race-based issue, another shooting. We are now going to remember the name George Floyd for quite some time. He is the latest version of Michael Brown or whoever the last one was, right? We remember these names, these iconic blacks that are killed in some cases wrongly. And I would say to you, George Floyd was wrongly killed. Okay? But how is it that it's always our fault? Nothing ever is placed on, the blame is ever placed on blacks when they kill other blacks. It's never placed on blacks that kill whites in major proportions versus the other way around. Whites killing blacks versus black killing whites is anemic in comparison. You know, but we're always talking about this as if it's an issue in America that must be, it's a conservative issue. It's Donald Trump's fault. It's your fault. You gun-toting Bible thumpers, you're the ones doing it. Even though you're not the ones filling the prisons. You're not the ones even creating the problem that at the very beginning that creates the ecosystem we're talking about. You're not the ones abandoning your children. You're raising your kids, and you're raising them right. You're raising them with morals. The people that don't do this are the Barack Obamas. Oh, Barack Obama at one point told black folks, respect your families and live a better life. But he didn't reinforce it. He didn't say, look, guys, I'm not going to let you make excuses for bad behavior. We're good people who are doing bad behaviors. I've never heard him say that come out of his mouth. I'm very proud of the black culture and what we've accomplished in America. We are part of the fabric of this country. We have built an amazing country. But let me tell you something. We are experiencing and exhibiting bad behaviors. Doesn't make us bad people. And because we're being coddled These are the things that we're, you know, we're continuing to do things that do not, you know, they have no future for us. And it's crazy. The woman in New York, folks, walking her dog without a leash, who threatened to call cops on a black man, is a Trump supporter? Is that what you want me to believe? This is a woman who was imploring cops, please come, dude. This black man is coming after me. I'm afraid. And all the black dude said was, hey, ma'am, you should have your dog on a leash. How dare you, black man, say that? How dare you? And here's what's interesting. She's mad at him because he dare confront her about something she's doing wrong. This is, I'm going to tell you something. This woman is a leftist to, through and through, 1,000%. She's mad because somebody called her out for breaking the law. The law does not apply to her. That's when you know it's a leftist. The law doesn't apply to me. So that's the first thing. Then, guarantee you she's a leftist because she took advantage. I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to intimidate you, black man. She is in New York freaking city, Manhattan, Central Park, folks. Walking her dog in the Ramble. That's an area of Central Park. Walking her dog, a rather Tony. I don't know if you've ever been to New York and been in Central Park. If you're walking your dog in that area, you got money. So here's what they want us to believe. This is Trump's fault that this lefty woman would walk her dog, you know, is walking her dog without a leash, gets confronted by a man who says, hey, ma'am, you need to put your dog on a leash. And she says, it's none of your business. Get out of here. They want you to believe that is a Trump supporter. A New York sophisticate living in Manhattan. Yeah, holy mother of Jussie Smollett, right? I dare Democrats. I dare you. Check her voter registration. I dare you. Check out where she works. Check out the people she's hanging around. She is not a Trump supporter, and they want you to believe. This is a Joe Biden moment, just so we're clear. I want you to understand on the Kevin Jackson Show, you are getting some real information here. This is a Joe Biden moment. This is a leftist showcasing her racism of blacks, and they want you to believe it's our problem. Don Lemon, we'll play the clip coming back in because it's 3 minutes. He's blaming Trump. Not only for this incident, he blames Trump for the Georgia guys that shot the black jogger, and he's blaming Trump for the Minneapolis cops who killed George Floyd. And when we come back, I will prove to you that everything involved here has nothing to do with Donald Trump or conservatism. It is all on the backs of leftism. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We just couldn't let Williams go. I mean, he was saying what you and I have heard. You know, you've heard in your own heart. I've heard from so many people that I love that they're so afraid that it's going to be them. It's going to be their kid. And white people roll their eyes like, oh, come on, man. This only happens like once in a while. It doesn't have to happen that often. If every time it happens in your mind, it seems to go unanswered in terms of why it's okay. So we kept him on just so that people could hear how scary it is for someone to watch that and think.
But that's the problem, Chris. It doesn't. It's not that it happens. It happens a lot. We just don't see it. We're just seeing from the video. This is the reason that Colin Kaepernick was taking a knee. And then people were upset, and the President of the United States having the nerve to call him and others who were standing up for this sort of injustice, to call him sons of This is why people are standing up, so that it doesn't lead to this. So that you aren't sitting at home saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Look at what they're doing to this man. This happens all the time. This is why he was doing it. And the nerve and the gall of people to say, oh my gosh, stop doing this. I want to enjoy my football game. Now think about that now in this context. How selfish that sounds. And how you might feel if that was your loved one on the ground. And that there were people who had been protesting this all along and who have been fed up for years. And they're trying to get your attention by something as respectful as taking a knee at a football game. Yet you can call them sons of but then you look for an excuse for this police officer in Minneapolis saying, well, there must have been something that led up to this. The guy must have been resisting. Clearly, this just can't be the act of a police officer or someone who is supposed to be protecting the community. Yes, it is. People who continue to look for excuses. Well, what is the rest of the video? Where's the rest of it? Wasn't he resisting? He must have been doing something terrible. He shouldn't have been in this position. Maybe he should have been complied. How many should have been complying? How many more excuses do you need to make before you examine yourself and say, okay, maybe I need to wake up a little bit and take a good long look at what I've been doing. Maybe I need to understand or realize that the environment that this president has trafficked in can help to lead to these sorts of situations where people think that that sort of behavior, meaning the people who are doing these things, the people who are calling the cops on people falsely in Central Park, the people who are chasing people down the street in Georgia and killing them, that you may begin to think that your actions are normal.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. That was Don Insane Lemon, who has, again, everything that happens, it's racial. It's got to be Donald Trump's fault. Oh, or it's your fault because you aren't woke enough to understand how this pervasive attitude occurs. The pervasive attitude of a New York City white woman who lives in Manhattan, a sophisticate, out walking her dog, doesn't fit the demographic of a conservative, I'll tell you that. And she dares confront this black man because he dared to tell her, hey, look, you need to have your dog on a leash. I mean, he's probably the conservative. He's the one going, what are you talking about? Why are you in hysterics calling the cops? He says, call the cops. Please do. Call the cops. I'm filming you so people will realize you leftists are the real racists. Now, he's not saying that. I'm saying it for him. But Don Lemon's outraged. You know, how scary to watch. It happens a lot. You just don't see it. This is the reason Kaepernick took a knee. The reason Kaepernick took a knee is because of leftists just like that woman. Guarantee you she's a leftist. Unbelievable. And he says this, how selfish of us to just want to watch football. How selfish when these types of things are going on. Well, let me tell you, I know who's doing these types of things. And what about those Minneapolis cops, right? Donald Trump is responsible for them, correct? That's what they want you to believe. There were no cop issues in the time of Obama. There were no cop issues in the time of Bush or Clinton or anybody else. And how often do they occur? I mean, I tell you, these people sit around, they love this. They love when these types of things happen. They eat it up. The black hunting racist cops of Minneapolis. What's their story? Well, I don't know their story in particular, but here's what I will tell you. Their leadership is as follows. The governor of Minnesota is a guy by the name of Tim Walz. He's a Democrat. He hasn't been governor very long, but he is the governor. The mayor of Minneapolis, a guy by the name of Jacob Fry, is a Democrat. He's been on since 2017. The police chief of Minneapolis is a guy by the name of Madaria Arredondo. He was appointed by a Democrat mayor, the 47th Democrat mayor of Minneapolis, a lady by the name of Betsy Hodges. So everybody in the food chain of Minneapolis that has to do with the cops is a Democrat. But who does CNN blame for the death of George Floyd? Donald Trump. Now, everybody's clamoring. Listen, we gotta do something about this. The mayor is going, I don't know why people haven't been arrested. I don't either. It's a Democrat-run city. By the way, this Madaria Arredondo, if you didn't know his name and it had all that Hispanic sound to it, he looks like a black dude. But for all intents and purposes, he's a minority running the police force in Minneapolis. Four of his cops kill a brother, and everybody's blaming who? Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump's fault. I just played the clip of Don Lemon circling back. This is why Kaepernick took a knee. If Kaepernick took a knee, why didn't Kaepernick take a knee? Because of what these Democrat governors in the biggest Democrat cities that are run by Democrat mayors who have Democrat police chiefs, why wasn't he more specific about it? Guess who votes for all those people? Overwhelmingly. Guess what race? This is a trick question. Guess what race votes for everybody I just mentioned who put the governor in office in an overwhelming show of support, who put the mayor in office of Minneapolis in an overwhelming show of support. And by the way, pick any state you want that is not red and you'll get the same answers. And even in states where the governor is red, go to the big cities and tell me all the problems that they have with policing and crime, etc. Who's putting the clowns back in office that are perpetuating the same problems? This is right back to Democrats. Do you think Don Lemon is going to take this approach and go, wait a minute, you're right, Kevin. That lady in Central Park, she probably was a Democrat. There's no probably to it. I don't know. I think her name is Amy something. I don't know her from Adam or Eve. She's a Democrat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cheering protesters and looters torched a Minneapolis police station that the department was forced to abandon as 3 days of violent looting and protesting spread to nearby St. Paul as demonstrations flared up all over the United States over the death of George Floyd. A handcuffed black man pleaded for air as a white police officer kneeled on his neck. Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz is calling on everyone to help restore order.
I understand clearly there is no trust in many of our communities,
And I will not patronize you as a white man without living those lived experiences of how very difficult that is. But I'm asking you to help us.
The officer who kneeled on George Floyd's neck has been taken into custody, and President Trump holding a news conference at the White House this hour. You're listening to USA Radio News. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says there will be no pressure in launching SpaceX's first astronaut crew from American soil in nearly a decade.
There will be no pressure. We will launch when we are ready. And I'll tell you, the president and the vice president were proud of the NASA team and the SpaceX team for making the right call for the right reasons.
The flight was scrubbed on Wednesday due to bad weather caused by a tropical storm off the coast. Kennedy Space Center Director Bob Cabana discusses the weather forecast for Saturday.
You know, obviously it's a challenge to compete with the weather here in Florida in the summer, but we're going to do what's right. So we're moving ahead, and it sounds like we got about a 50-50 chance with the weather again tomorrow, and we'll see how it works out.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is giving the thumbs up to outdoor professional sporting events in most of the state's 254 counties at 25% capacity beginning on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So now, on that note, we now have new information showing that Obama himself used foreign intelligence to actually request surveillance on the 5th and 26th floor of the Trump Tower. So to what extent was John Brennan behind that? To what extent can you share with us what you know?
Yeah, John Brennan, of all of the I'll call them bad actors because indeed they were of the Obama administration. John Brennan probably has the most to answer.
Ouch. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Kayleigh McEnany, president's press secretary. And she is saying what I've been saying for a while. Hey, Art, I got your message. I did respond back. Art sent me a note the other day about Joe Biden. We'll talk about it another time because right now we've got bigger fish to fry. I did an entire hour over Barack Obama. And for the record, the beginning of this hour, the first two segments, was around the racism legacy of Barack Obama. The racism of leftists who believe they can say whatever they want to say, and if they're in the privacy of their own environment, they can be as racist as they want. They are racist. The left are the biggest. If somebody tells you I'm a Democrat, I'm a progressive or whatever, I can guarantee you they are racist. Most of them know they're racist on the surface. The ones who are really stupid don't realize it until somebody points it out. And I use that, the lady walking her dog off leash in Central Park gets called out for it by a person who says, hey, listen, we have rules here. Why don't you follow the rules? And what does she do? She says, I'm going to get you in trouble, black man. This is the woman that cried rape back in the 1950s, the Democrat woman that got men hung, black men hung. This is the Kevin Jackson Show you're listening to. I'm just giving you the truth. I'm not lecturing you. I'm just giving you what's in my head the way it comes out. And because Melissa goes, Kevin, sometimes you're in a radio show, you sound like you're lecturing. I'm not lecturing. I'm just telling you guys what the deal is. That woman in Central Park was the type of chick that would say a black man would look at her wrong or take her groceries home. She flirts with him. He doesn't respond back. Next thing you know, he's getting hung. That's the way it works. Anyway, now we've got these guys on the hot seat. We know they're racist. Joe Biden just said, oh, you ain't black if. And now we've got incidents like this. And you can't let the narrative be, oh, it's the racism's on their side. Because that's what Don Lemon and other leftists want you to believe. The racism is Joe Biden, that lefty, Democrat voting, sophisticated elitist from New York City woman. She is a Democrat. Everybody involved in the Minnesota killing of George Floyd are all Democrats. Don't be shocked if every one of those cops votes Democrat. Look, I'm all for police. You guys know it. Made the movie Bleeding Blue because of policing. But I also know the crooked ones tend to be Democrats. They have no morals and no ethics. Anyway, George Brennan, as Kayleigh McEnany sort of alluded, is in trouble. But she's not the only one saying it. Here's Greg Jarrett and Joe DeGeneva talking about Susan Rice and Brennan.
We dug it up, Joe. Susan Rice appearing on a PBS program. She's utterly denying knowing anything about the targeting and unmasking of Trump associates. I mean, in retrospect, that appears to be a blatant lie, right?
Well, there's no doubt about it that Susan Rice lied repeatedly for her boss and for the administration. And when you read her Inauguration Day email, it reads like a confession with footnotes. It's so carefully crafted. And remember, she was instructed to do that by Neil Eggleston, the White House counsel. There was plenty of foot here, and it had nothing to do other than covering their fannies and blame shifting to James Comey, who I predict will be indicted.
I know earlier I pulled a Biden on you. I meant to say Comey, not Brennan. These two are going to be discussing Brennan. That was Greg Jarrett and Joe DeGeneva talking about Susan Rice and James Comey. So now we've got two names that have been mentioned of people who will be indicted that are in big trouble. And they are in big trouble. I love how he says the blame is shifting to Comey. If you guys remember, I told you maybe a week or two ago, I said, Comey is getting fitted for a scapegoat uniform. I said, in case he didn't realize it, he's the scapegoat. He's the guy at the poker table that everybody's going to take his money. Everybody's in cahoots against him. Hopefully you realize. I don't care one way or the other. I don't have a dog in a fight with this, except let's get to the truth. And that is exactly what the former acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell has done when he declassified this new batch of Russian document, probe documents. And he did this on his way out. And as I said the other day, his debrief with John Ratcliffe has to have Ratcliffe like a Cheshire cat. He's smiling like the Joker because he's going, I got a treasure trove of information here, Richard. And he's going, I know, man. Here's what they say. The documents include transcripts of phone calls that then incoming National Security Advisor Mike Flynn and then Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak had in December 2016 during the presidential transition period. Now, Susan Rice has said a while back, put those calls out there because it'll show that what we did was legit. And Grenell, let me tell you, Grenell's going to release these transcripts, and when you find out why they decided to target Flynn, it's going to blow your mind. There will be nothing there. I'm going to make the prediction for you. There will be nothing there. He says he was in the process of declassifying those files. See, Susan Rice is one of these people that she doesn't understand. They no longer control the Justice Department, so when she asks for what she really doesn't want, Grenell's going to give it to her. Grenell's like, is that what you want? You want that to be declassified? Okay, here you go. No. That's not what I was just fooling about. I was just playing. Grenell's not playing. The declassification review of those transcripts is now complete. It's now up to Ratcliffe on what to release. They also said Grenell also completed the declassification review of other documents related to the Russia probe, including one that a senior intelligence official said was very significant in understanding how intelligence was manipulated to support launching the Russia investigation. Now, I've already told you, President Trump's been alluding to things. Notice in that previous clip I played of Kayleigh McEnany, the girl asked the question, we now know that this leads back to Obama and this meeting. And people are now saying that publicly. There was a time you would never say something like that. Donald Trump got that started. So now we know. Obama knew. We got meetings. We got a timeline. We've got all these activities. And we've got that cryptic thing that Susan Rice did that Joe DeGeneva said. It was essentially I don't know how he phrased it, but I love how he phrased it because he was right. It was Susan Rice playing CYA. He called it a confession with footnotes. Thank you, Mr. Producer. a confession with footnotes. We did it by the book. Everything was done by the book. Did I mention everything was done by the book? Ed Henry of Fox News talked about John Brennan and what's coming for him. Here's that clip.
So do you have a sense of what other intelligence may be going public and what it could mean?
Another pivotal moment from January 2017. Remember, the U.S. intel community came out with that remarkable statement, an assessment declaring that Russia meddled in the 2016 election. And most importantly, the intel report claimed that Russia interfered because they wanted Donald Trump to win. That, of course, followed the narrative of the now discredited Steele dossier. Well, it turns out Obama's CIA chief, John Brennan, also had intel saying, actually, Russia wanted Hillary Clinton to win because she was a known quantity. She had been Secretary of State, and Vladimir Putin's team thought she was more malleable, while candidate Donald Trump was unpredictable. Fred Flights should get credit for this. He's the former chief of staff at the National Security Council under President Trump. He's written a story at FoxNews.com that Brennan suppressed some of the intel that suggested Russia wanted Clinton to win. I separately have an intelligence source tonight who confirmed that information is one of the four or five other batches of intel that Grinnell is declassifying. That basically John Brennan, as CIA chief, held back. So there's some intel saying Putin wants Trump to win. There's other intel that may have been more serious, suggesting that Russia wanted Hillary Clinton to win. Rather than balancing all that out in the assessment, they put out there in that assessment and set the narrative that Russia wanted Trump to win. This could be a bombshell. The people on the inside are telling me, look, there are a lot of critics out there saying this is hype, there's nothing here. They say, wait, there's a whole lot more coming, Tom.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. A whole lot more coming. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a rough time between now and election time for the Democrats. And Joe Biden doesn't do himself any favors. You know, they're all stuck on the numbers of the Chinese Wuhan virus. How many people have died, and Donald Trump's not doing anything. You're not concerned about that type of thing. And the Democrats, they continue to miscalculate what's important to the American public. And the reason is Donald Trump has them completely discombobulated. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
And what we're learning in these various indictments is exactly what the GRU did, and the intelligence is building on itself so that we get even more information over time.
I have to say, and it's unfair, I suppose, to like hold you responsible for the entire Obama administration, but you read this indictment and you think, boy, the Obama administration, they really kind of missed the ball on this. I mean, yes, they issued that report. But President Obama said, what did he say? He told Putin to cut it out or knock it off. It wasn't particularly strong. And then there was all this hesitation about warning the American people for fear of looking partisan. In retrospect, doesn't it seem to you that perhaps the Obama administration was at least to a degree asleep at the switch?
Well, I'm not here to be an apologist for the Obama administration. I was gone when this happened. But I think we have two separate things here. We have one, what intelligence did we have when this attack started? So 2016, 2015, 2014, when did we start to know what the Russians were up to? That's question number one.
That was Jake Tapper essentially blaming the Obama administration for the 13 Russians that they said were of the GRU that they said were trying to do all this dirty work inside of the government that they've now exonerated. And Jay Tapper caught it. He's like, how can you be blaming other people for what you now say Russia was actively doing, and all you did was give a slap on the wrist to Putin? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Even Jake Tapper back at that time got it. For the past day, this show, we've talked about the Obama legacy. That legacy is a legacy of corruption. It is a legacy of partisan politics. It is an anti-American legacy that builds itself on a hatred of conservatives, a hatred of Christians, a hatred of men, a hatred of heterosexuals. It is racist to its rotten core. It's all those things. And it claims to be so pure. I always tell people, you see the couple that's lovey-dovey kissing in public and all that, especially when there are people around. If you don't think there's somebody around and you're, you know, all into your spouse, I applaud you. That's a wonderful thing, because there are people that genuinely love each other and they are just head over heels for one another. Be fortunate if you're in that type of a relationship. But the people that publicly hold hands and they always kissing when there's all the people around, you don't even want to be. If you were fly on the wall after people leave, you'd find out, man, that is nothing but a put on. And that's exactly what Barack Obama is. He and all his people are the ones that are kissing each other and put, oh pretty baby, you're my baby, you're my little baby, baby. And as soon as the camera's off, as soon as all the people are gone, business as usual. Don't even know each other. Or, as I like to say, they'll be divorced in a year. Because, you know, it's just a put-on. Be who you are. Barack Obama couldn't be who he was. Oh, I'm saying they thought they had gotten to the point where they could. And they were blatantly telling us. But leading up to it, no, they couldn't tell us what they wanted to do. They used investigations to target political foes. And now Democrats are complaining that Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican, he wants to have the Homeland Security Committee that he chairs investigate ties between Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and the corrupt Ukrainian energy company we know as Burisma. That's not going away. Tara Reid's not going away. Anyway, The Hill reports on this one. Democrats have warned for weeks, both publicly and privately, that GOP senators are using the panel to target President Trump's political rivals. Whatever the merits of that accusation, Republicans will say, after the Mueller investigation, the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committee's impeachment investigation, are Democrats really going to warn anybody about using investigations to target political rivals? Did you hear what I just said? If the Republicans wanted to target them and just said, you know what? Yeah, it is a target. They got all the room in the world to do it. But here's the real deal. The truth is not about a targeting of Biden and his son. That should be done. You know it, and so do the Democrats. And that's why they want to make it political. It's not political. There was another question. Was publishing the dossier a good thing or a bad thing? The New York Times weighed in on Ben Smith criticizing journalist Ronan Farrow as a practitioner of resistance journalism. The new style of journalism, Smith said, de-emphasizes old-fashioned values like fairness and open-mindedness in favor of woke attacks on people like President Trump, who are disliked by other woke journalists. In response, a number of writers have observed that Smith is the man who, in January 2017, as editor of BuzzFeed, helped create resistance journalism by publishing the Steele dossier in its entirety with all of its false and defamatory charges against Trump. How can he criticize anyone? Well, let me tell you what happened there. That BuzzFeed guy, he's finding out who he really is. What happened in that little snippet that I just talked to you about is Democrats going, wait a minute. Something's wrong here. Something's wrong with our party. The debate. Was publishing the dossier good? Was it a positive development? People say the ripple effects from that disgraceful decision have distorted our national politics from that day to this. This is what a guy wrote in the New York Post, John Porteritz. Molly Hemingway says, I still argue Ben Smith publishing the absurd Steele dossier made him the unintentional hero of the whole story. It exposed how ludicrous the whole Russian storyline was, for critical thinkers at least. I see both points. How dare they publish this unsubstantiated document? Oh, you know what? They published that document, and you know what happened? You got it. And so did millions of others. And that's why the walkaway movement, Brandon Stracker's movement, began. That's why other Democrats got woke on their own and went, wait a minute, we don't like this party. Republicans got a backbone and said, oh my gosh, they really are targeting us. How many of you got woke on our side of the aisle and went, you know what? What Donald Trump was saying, I thought this guy was a lunatic. I thought he was unhinged. It turns out Barack Obama, in order to keep his fingerprints off of this, got the British Secret Service to help him commit treason, traitorous acts against our own country. No smooth transition of power was never going to happen. This is Obama's legacy. And now the Democrats have a real conundrum, because they've solidified on the candidate they want, the guy that's going to save the day, just like Hillary Clinton. Joe Biden, he's Mighty Mouse. Here he comes to save the day. Well, he's not going to. Joe Biden will never be president of the United States. He is a three-time loser. He knows it. The Democrats know it. We all know it. Now they're telling us, oh, the Republicans. I heard Nancy Pelosi or Jerry Nadler or somebody say, the only way Republicans can win is if we cheat. You know what? The Democrat that said that just told you, the only way they can win is if they cheat. That's what he told you. We know the numbers. I've got polling. I've got polling on black folks. How many people are just aching to come out to vote? And of those that are coming out to vote, it's a surprising number that are going to vote for Donald Trump. Here's what somebody talked about, though, for voting for Biden. This lady wrote, I would vote for Joe Biden if he boiled babies and ate them. That's from the nation's Katha Pollitt, who wants to rescue the country from President Trump. And quote, unchecked rule by kleptocrats, fascists, religious fanatics, gun nuts, and know-nothings. She'd be considered a moderate for the Democrats. This is a woman that called us kleptocrats, fascists, religious fanatics, and gun nuts who know nothing. And she won't debate me. She won't debate any conservative. I mentioned Charlemagne the God. He doesn't have conservatives on his radio show. He's not going to have a discussion with me and him or somebody like me and him. Even the great Candace Owens. He certainly wouldn't want me on his program. I'll put it that way. Because he'd get his butt handed to him. But all of this to tell you, Barack Obama's legacy is in shambles. It is burning to the ground. And when it's all said and done, he's taking a lot with him. He's like David Koresh. It isn't just him that gets hit. It's everybody in the congregation. Everybody who believes that Barack Obama is God, the icon, or iconic stuff, the lies. They're all going to get burned down to the ground.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.